Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score Sunday Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya, got us on Twitch this morning. He was here and enjoy his presence. And thank you to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, January 28th.
Can you believe it's already the 28th? The trade deadline of the NBA a week from Thursday.
Yep.
And thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I know that we have a good draw for people from out of town. There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Mark, settle down a little bit.
Pete Carroll makes you smile.
He's good. He does. Always fun. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
How do we want to play the game? And that's fast. Fundamentally sound, attacking, situational masters, and tough, both mentally and physically.
That's more like FASMPT. FASMPT.
All these acronyms, when they have more than one
word for one of the letters.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
It's kind of crazy.
It's a bad idea.
Hey, it's a Layla Tuesday! Layla Rahimi in the house! And we've got our dear friend Marshall Harris here. Marshall!
Yeah, good morning.
Yes! And Dan is here as well.
Dan's Duval. Oh.
That might have been the least enthusiastic.
Oh, no.
Duval.
It's,
no.
It was, you know, Jacksonville's a different type of market, though. It's, you know, it's not a big market.
So you can sing Duval?
Football's their only professional sport of the big sports. I get it. I've been in cities like that, and I feel for those people. They just want a good football team, man. And they had some success a couple of years ago, not too long ago. They have, in theory, a quarterback, and now they have a coach. And we'll just see how it plays out. That's the fun part. It's not our drama. It's not something we have to monitor closely on a day-to-day basis. It's more like a weekly basis situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Lawrence, theoretical quarterback.
Theoretical as a franchise Pro Bowl-level quarterback.
That's the generational talent moniker that I still want to see how it plays out.
He's got the talent. I think he's got talent. The question with Trevor Lawrence is, how badly does he want to be a generational quarterback?
Well, I mean, they already paid him a ton of money.
So you're calling his work ethic into question?
I was going to say, is there an issue with work ethic?
I'm not, but there are people that have... it's been a It's been a topic of conversation as it pertains to Trevor Lawrence.
Must be the hair.
No, it's not the hair.
For all we talk about being afraid of, and I don't even know if afraid is the right word, we question whether or not quarterbacks develop bad habits that stick with them.
Sure.
He's one that I would worry about because of how many years he's had to deal with losing teams, you know? And I would say in the first 2 months of the season, you really saw him make some strides last season. But I just that's a difficult one for me is did he develop, like, being on a losing team, did it hurt you too much because of how many years it's happened?
This is my favorite moment of the program.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Danny. He switched studios. I'll make sure he's okay. That's all.
You good?
Yeah, I didn't have a mix minus in the other studio.
Oh, that's the worst. Look, as a TV person, I'll tell you, mix minus.
What are we talking about here?
Mix minus, where you talk and you hear yourself like five seconds later.
How many minutes you played versus what the team scored? That's the mix minus. Oh, I'm sorry.
Every time somebody thinks that somebody's having a stroke on the field when they're talking on the PA, and every single time it's just because they didn't take the speaker out of their ear. And then we've got to have that conversation over and over again because people just think that it's good for stroke awareness. I'm not going to hate on that, but every single time people say that, it's always that case where there's a delay in their ear that's really hard to overcome.
It's really hard, but I mean, I got used to it one time because I had no choice. And sometimes people just pull out their IFBs and don't worry about it. Like, hey, I'll rap when I feel like rapping because y'all couldn't figure out the technical aspect of this job.
I once did a live hit on Fox on the sideline of a Bear game at Seattle. And literally, as I began to answer a question, the band got going. And I never heard another word from the studio the rest of the time. It was just like I was in the middle of a marching band. And I'm like, well, I don't know what we're talking about, but I'll just say this. And I just like did my hit, what the topics were. Who knows?
That's a gamer. Wow. Typically, people won't, they won't continue it.
Oh, come on.
You guys talking about what's going on in Jacksonville and Liam Cohen. Did you see some of the – I know the internet is not to be trusted because we had to shoot down the Olin Krutz rumor today, and we did. He's not joining the Bears staff.
How did that start?
Well, it was a tweet. It was started with a tweet. It always starts with a tweet, which is what this reference was. There were a couple tweets yesterday from Jaguars insiders or Jaguars fan sites that mentioned Shane Waldron as a possibility of joining Liam Cohen's
staff. To do
what?
To do what exactly?
His offensive staff.
But not, that's like offensive assistant, not offensive coordinator, right?
No,
I'm Matt Eberflus is a whole defensive coordinator in Dallas.
I mean, Liam Cohen's going to call the plays, so whoever your coordinator is doesn't really call the plays. So
more of an organizational job.
The fact is, he could be a... He a Declan Doyle role.
Well, that would be nice.
Actually, that's fine.
He needs a break.
Look. If he's not calling plays, good for him. Because I've seen what happens
Poor
when he calls
Trevor
plays.
Lawrence.
By the way, I wanted to. You guys were talking about the Bulls Nuggets game and how lovely it was. I'll get into this a little bit once we in our show, but I just want to make sure none of y'all are falling for the fool's gold. The Bulls had to have a ridiculous performance from three to beat the Nuggets at home.
They were just trying to
impress
Bill Belichick.
Yeah. That was the most surprising victory of the season.
As long as it's a surprising victory, not a quality victory, you know? Like, I don't want to put in, like, this is what the Bulls are capable of, which just sounded like you guys were kind of
I don't think the Bulls are capable of that.
This is what you get when you play that style and you rely on the three-pointer. Some days you're going to hit 24 out of 50 whatever, and some days you're going to miss
I would argue some days you're going to hit 24 out of whatever, and most days you are not.
Making your shots covers up a multitude
of
sins.
And most days you're not going to hold the opposition to the number of threes that the Nuggets held, and so therefore the Bulls need to go ahead and strip it down.
They lured them into thinking they could score in the paint, and then they knocked down threes.
That's how you beat Denver, though. If you're trying to figure out how, if you are more sustainable as a three-point-making team, that's how you do it.
How many dunks did the Joker have?
More than I ever seen in a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
He was above the rim.
They just left the paint open.
He was not above the rim. Stop it. The ball was above the rim.
No, his hand was above the rim because he had to push the hand and the ball through. Okay, Dan, when was the last time you dunked, Dan?
Long time ago.
Oh, okay.
It was the fifth of never, I believe.
It's like you got to have your hand above the rim to dunk. Therefore, you are above the rim.
At one point, I could dunk anything I could palm. But that was at the very peak. I was using those strength shoes things that make your calves.
Those don't work. Yeah, like, do. Science has proven that the drills that you do that you can do without the strength shoes.
Oh, those shoes were all the rage for a while.
They were the rage.
They had the platform, you know, on the ball of the foot.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Absolutely work, and the problem is the moment you stop, all of that muscle just atrophies. Like, you have to constantly be working out to keep that sort of unnatural calf size.
That's the whole point.
Or you just have to be here it would be the Midwest dad with the goatee in his 40s that has amazing calves that, like, just chill. There are some people who have ridiculous
calves. The lawnmower calves.
Like, just don't do anything.
The ones that go
with very specific.
With the air, with the Monarchs?
It's a joke reference.
There's a calf that goes with the air Monarchs. You know the air Monarchs, right?
Like, oh, that's Lawrence. Lawrence is one of those guys.
Whoa. Dan is here. Dan is alive.
Wait,
did I go somewhere?
Your sound was very low. And now
it was funny because you sounded like the peanut gallery. And you were just like Statler and
but now
Waldorf
you sound absolutely
back.
Impeccable.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I didn't even do anything. I just stood here.
What have you, Dan?
What have we on this Tuesday? We've got some questions about the construction of the Bears staff and how they're going about all this. We'll talk about what that Bulls outcome meant or didn't mean last night. We're going to have fun at the expense of Liam Cohen. We are going to get Layla's Championship Sunday thoughts. We have to revisit the Jerry Jones press conference yesterday.
I don't wanna.
Jerry should be really happy that Liam Cohen had the day that he had. We're gonna have some special guests at 11:45. Agent Rick Smith is going to join us at noon. He represents Ben Johnson and Dan Quinn and Dan Campbell, and he can tell us all about how the Bears landed their guy, his guy, as well, and a whole lot more.
Have a great show,
all right, guys.